McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump postpones tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods as a gesture of goodwill. Mr. Trump made the announcement late Wednesday in a tweet, saying the Chinese vice premier asked for the delay in a time for the People's Republic of China's 70th anniversary on October 1st. The increase in tariffs from 25% to 30% was supposed to take effect on that date. They are now set for October 15th. There's been no response so far from Beijing. Mr. Trump's announcement came after China said earlier Wednesday it is exempting a handful of U.S. products from the next round of sanctions set to begin September 17th. They include shrimp, a cancer-fighting machine, industrial grease, and assorted chemicals. President Trump announced support for regulatory action against vaping amid hundreds of illnesses and at least six deaths. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
President Donald Trump, while noting that the alternative to conventional cigarettes has become a multi-billion dollar business, said it is time to confront the health problems it is causing.
We can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected.
Regulations are being created that would remove from the market most of the flavored pods for e-cigarettes that are attracting teenagers. The U.S. government, however, intends to allow tobacco flavors to remain as an alternative for conventional cigarette smokers. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Chinese woman arrested at U.S. President Trump's Florida resort has been found guilty of trespassing and lying to the Secret Service. Weijing Chang faces up to 6 years in prison when she's sentenced in late November. She showed no emotions as the verdict was read Wednesday at the end of a two-day trial. The 33-year-old was arrested at Trump's Mar-a-Lago private golf resort in Palm Beach back in March after approaching a Secret Service agent claiming she was a member of the club and wanted to go to the pool. This is VOA News. President Trump again dangled the possibility of easing U.S. sanctions on Iran if it can bring President Hassan Rouhani to the bargaining table. Mr. Trump told reporters at the White House Wednesday that we will see what happens. He added that the U.S. is not looking for regime change in Iran and said the country has tremendous potential. Scientists in China are reporting the first use of a gene editing tool to try to cure a patient's HIV infection. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The 27-year-old patient has HIV and needed a stem cell transplant to treat cancer. Chinese scientists tried to create HIV resistance, which they have achieved in the past, by editing a gene in blood cells to mimic that mutation, using the CRISPR tool to cut DNA at a specific spot. It didn't cure the HIV, but genetics experts think that it does show promise for treating disease. A different researcher came under fire last year for altering embryos that led to the birth of twin girls. But experts say trying to cure one patient of disease doesn't present the same ethical challenges as altering DNA, which can affect future generations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump is set to visit the city of Baltimore in the state of Maryland. It is in the eastern U.S. It's a majority black city that he recently called a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess where no human being would want to live. He'll be there Thursday to address Republican congressional leaders attending an annual retreat. Several protests are planned to coincide with his visit. Activist groups are planning to protest racism, white supremacy, war, bigotry, and climate change. That's according to the Baltimore Sun newspaper. OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma has a tentative deal with about half the states and thousands of local governments suing the drug maker. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The pending agreement is said to include additional money from the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma. Sources say some $12 billion will be distributed over time, and the family will give up control of the company. About half the states and some 2,000 local governments involved in the litigation are on board, but some 10 other states are saying no. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says in a statement that the scope of pain, death, and destruction, quote, that Purdue and the Sacklers have caused far exceeds anything that has been offered so far. The plaintiffs accused Purdue of aggressively selling OxyContin as a drug with low risk of addiction despite knowing it wasn't true. I'm Tim McGuire.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
All the hits and more. VOA1. The best.